Right now, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello to you, Marshall. And how are you on this lovely, lovely, chilly morning?
Well, I was just talking with Mike Cossey, the sports guy, about this. The past 2 days have brought upon, you know, it's mud season now. It's a little early because we've had such variation of temperatures where it was so bitter cold for a long time. We got that deep freeze. And now we get these little bouts of warm weather. So it's mud season. And I was telling him about the time, about my second wife. Many years ago, I bought a brand new Ford Probe. It was, at the time, the most expensive car I ever had purchased. It was like $30,000. This was years ago. I think it was like 1992. And she took it out one day and got stuck halfway up in mud on a dirt road. And you know, now people who live on dirt roads, they like the dirt roads because of the privacy. But what happens when you get weather like this, where you get all of a sudden you get a warm up and they turn to just mud, and then it gets cold again, and then the mud is there with the ruts, and then you get a little bit of rain with the cold once again into the ground, and you get ice even if it's 35 degrees because the road is 32. So, you know, dirt roads are very, 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 very peculiar around here.
Oh, yeah.
But so now we're finished with the warm weather. We have a temperature of 41 here. And you're going to give us all the details about the weather.
And the temps will continue to fall into the 30s today. We'll have some rain that's going to mix with sleet and wet snow. That will happen this afternoon, and that could result in a light accumulation of an inch or so. Remember, the grounds are still warm, so it'll take a little while for it to accumulate everywhere. Any wintry mix will end tonight, 25 to 30 now. Now, Friday will be cloudy. We have rain coming in late, low 40s. Early rain or drizzle Saturday, mid 50s. More rain on Sunday in the mid 40s.
All right, so now, let's once again take a look at this here. Let's take a look at Saturday. Now, we have two big events coming up this weekend. We have the Cornwall Stroll. I think that's on Saturday the 25th. But we have, of course, the weekend in Norfolk on Saturday and Sunday. So let's take a look at the breakout with the rain on both those days on Saturday and then on Sunday.
Saturday is just early morning rain or drizzle. Early morning. Otherwise, just cloudy.
Okay, so that's good news for Saturday.
Virtually. You know, most of the day will be dry. A little bit on the, you know, gray and damp side, but dry. Sunday, it's raining from beginning to end. In May, the rain or showers could move out late afternoon on Sunday. But most of the day will feature rain and some of it heavy.
Well, that's interesting. So that means there's not really a lot of hope then for Sunday.
No, there isn't, because a storm goes up through the Great Lakes and it drags a cold front this way. And that cold front is just going to squeeze all the moisture. So, all we can hope for is that the front picks up a little speed and gets out of here like 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. And that salvages the late part of Sunday. But probably no more than that.
All right. And then we start next week off with what?
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, fair skies to end the month of February, because March comes in on Thursday, a week from today. So it will definitely be very nice. A mix, sun and clouds, temperatures for the most part in the 40s to near 50.
And when does the cold weather come back in?
I haven't really looked at that because I've been so, you have no idea, I've been so busy. Our stations to the north, you know, across from Hampshire, they're getting snow. They're going to get significant snow on Sunday when we get rain. It's going to pile up there. So I've been concentrating on that. Then I have Minnesota, who's getting heavy snow tonight and again Saturday night and Sunday. So all I've been doing is trying to come up with numbers for everybody. And I didn't really look ahead. All I know is that we still are thinking that the first week of March, and I'm not talking about first, second, third, I'm talking about the first week of March, could be very, very interesting as this blocking pattern develops.
All right.
You're still thinking first through third, huh?
What?
Are you thinking first through third?
Of what? For what?
Of March?
No, I'm thinking of you know, like the first week, full weekend in March.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my thinking too. So you could see just what happened this week. I mean, if it's happening now in February, what's going to happen in March?
Yeah.
So that's that. And then did you see the little surprise in your email?
No, where?
Because according to the iMac, the share was successful. I sent it in two parts to your email.
To mmiles@robinhoodradio.com?
You got it.
When did you send it?
Late yesterday afternoon.
Let me go back to yesterday afternoon. Yesterday was the 21st, right?
No, yesterday was 21st, yeah. Yep, I think I sent that, I don't know, maybe between 3, 4 o'clock around.
I don't see it. I mean, I don't see it at all. And which web address did you send it under?
Good question. It came from the iMac, Final Cut Pro. Maybe it's in your spam.
I'm looking in spam right now, and I don't see it. Would it have your name on it?
I think so.
Okay, I don't see it in spam. Hang on a second here.
And it's a large, both of them are large files.
I don't see it here at all. It's not any place to be found.
Isn't that interesting?
It's not any place to be found. Did you do it to Dropbox?
I attempted starting near a Dropbox, and then it just got too complicated. They wanted me to install. They wanted the passwords and, you know, for this, for that. I said, oh, you know what? This is going to go on forever. So I said, let me just email it. So oh, I no, put your email it, into Final Cut Pro.
It won't. No, my email won't accept files that big. So you know how you're going to get it to me?
No.
Give it to me the way you give me the weather. Really. You can log into that at home, right?
To Google Drive? No, not on the iMac.
Oh, not on the nope. iMac. All right.
No. I'm just going to, I have the disks already made. I'm just going to put it in the mail.
All right, just put it in the mail to me. Yeah, no, those with files that large, the email program won't take them in at all.
Yeah, I know there is a program where you could send large files, but I forget what it is.
There's a couple of them that you can send them for nothing. Send me is one of them. There's a whole bunch of them. Yeah.
Right. But I could try that, but in the meantime, it'll be easy to just put the disc in the mail, believe me.
I was going
to
say,
the way, two discs, the way things have been going around here, forget it. There is so much to do, it's a little time, but we're getting there. At least the weather, you know, for all purposes, your purposes and my purposes, Saturday looks like it's going to be fine.
All right. Hey, do you like Chris Rock or no?
No.
No? Okay, too bad.
Why is that?
Because his new live concert, Tambourine, is very funny. But you have to really like Chris Rock's humor.
Yeah, I don't like him. I don't like him. Remember when he had the talk show? Well, no, he didn't have the talk show.
No, no. That's
the other guy had the talk show, yeah. And I don't like him either. I could take him in very, very small doses.
Well, I watched part of the CNN stuff last night, and then I watched part of the parents with the president, and I turned it off when that one parent just lectured the president and said, you know, that he was pissed off and he lost his daughter and never see her again. I just got so depressed. I turned it off and I put on Chris Rock so I could laugh.
Okay, well, you know, I guess when you put him up against something like that, that's probably good. But I mean, if you were to, who do I really think? You know, I'm trying to think. Who do I really like as a stand-up comic?
Have you ever seen Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars?
No, I never even watched his show.
Okay,
so I'm not a Seinfeld fan.
I'm 0 for 2 this morning. 0 for 2.
Yeah, yeah, no, not. Everybody can't believe that, because I think almost everybody and his brother was a Seinfeld fan, not me. And I wasn't, I forget the other ones, Courtney and all of them were on the show, that the sitcom that was so popular.
Friends.
Friends. I've never watched that either. Nope. Was not a fan of that either. I don't really watch much TV.
What about
I
Rodney
really
Dangerfield?
Don't. Excuse me?
What about Rodney Dangerfield?
I thought he was funny.
Yeah. See, so you could have gone to your video. You could have gone to Amazon and typed in Rodney Dangerfield. And you could have, that, you know, that's what I do when I get, I don't want to watch something and I want to laugh.
I get a little skit that he did.
I type in a comedian's name and I get to have my choice of whatever it is.
Of course, I loved, what's his name? God, may rest in peace. The one that insulted everybody.
Oh, Don Rickles.
Don Rickles. he just killed me. I just couldn't believe what he used to say to people. And we know that wasn't planned either, because a lot of people say, oh, that's planned.
No, Jerry Seinfeld.
Out of the audience and just insult them.
Jerry Seinfeld did a thing with him, did an interview with him. And Don Rickles was telling these stories, and Jerry Seinfeld was laughing. And Don Rickles looks at him and says, what are you laughing at? And Seinfeld says, you're funny. I don't care if the story's true or what. You're a funny guy. He said, I'm sorry. The way you tell things, it's funny.
it's so true. He was really, really good. He passed away, right?
Oh, yeah. He passed away about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I thought so.
But he worked almost right up to the end. He would come out on a stage. He'd be in a chair. And he worked almost right up to the end. I think he worked till he was like 90. Yeah.
You put him and Phyllis Diller together on one stage, I guarantee you you'd be laughing the whole night.
You need new clothes, but you'd be laughing all night.
she was another one, right? Yeah. And Joan Rivers. I thought Joan Rivers was funny, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, there we go, folks.
All right. So, and the weather's not funny, but what can I tell you, folks?
It is what it is. It is what it is. Well, we'll check with you now. Now, we'll check with you tomorrow morning. Right. And then this weekend we have, who do we have working this weekend?
This weekend you have Bill, okay. Saturday and Sunday, and then Anthony's working for me on Monday.
On Monday, all right. Yeah. Well, we'll see you tomorrow morning and see if the weather changes at all.
All right, let's hope.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.